You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
And focus. The focus. I mean, when Dexter comes on the practice field every day, when he comes into the meeting, for a young player, he's got blinders on.
That's Bears defensive coordinator Eric Washington. He's said to be tough and militaristic. Okay? We don't know if he's good at his job yet. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Wait, is there a coordinator that you actually have ever had proven?
Well, Vic Fangio is an example of somebody who everybody knew he was really good at his job. And he was a longtime guy who was, and they hired him and he was great at his job.
Okay.
Let me tell you this about Eric Washington. We know he's good at developing defensive linemen. There's at least one good thing he does.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, that's on the res.
Then develop this guy, because when you start looking at individual players whose range of performance outcomes can help define success or failure this season, Jervon Dexter Sr. is one of them.
He needs to be a factor. I think that he's got some positional flexibility that I'm hoping that the Bears utilize because of his time working in a two-gap system. And now he's apparently doing better with that. So he moved from a two-gap to a one-gap. It's a little bit different. It's less read and react. It's get up the field when you're playing in a one-gap system.
Let's go back and explain that real quickly, just whiteboard that, because I know as we're going to be doing football, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. A two-gap is the difference between a one-gap system and a two-gap system. In a two-gap, you're lined up over a person. You are nose-to-nose over a person, and then you are generally taking up space to allow the linebackers behind you to flow into the play. And sometimes you're moving to this shoulder, and sometimes you're moving to that shoulder. In a one-gap system, it is you line up in between two players, and your whole job is to explode up the field through that gap, and you stop the run on your way to the quarterback.
Correct. So Jervon Dexter Sr., he has put himself in another reason why I think some positional versatility. He has come into camp in the best shape of his life. And he explained to everyone yesterday how he got in such great shape.
Did you train for that in the offseason?
I just trained. I try to get in marathon shape and running with the ends. They run a little longer with less time. So I felt like my body was ready to do that. So
what does training look like to get into marathon shape?
Running, hills, track. It's something called like a strongman workout. That's for bigger men. All those things. Eating right, eating habits.
How did you finish with that group? Were you at the front of it?
Yeah, I was in the front of the pack, right with the group. So yeah.
It's the first time you've done that in an offseason?
Correct, yeah, it was.
Why did you want to do that? Why did you want to push yourself that way?
Just because, man, I've noticed that the good ones can do it one or two plays, but the ones that end up, that go down as great ones are consistent in being able to play one through fourth quarter, so that's why.
Make changes to your diet too?
I did, yeah. What did
you do?
I leaned out some things. I took out some things. I took out like late night snacks. So, for example, if there was something that I usually have later at the night while I'm running up in bed, I would probably cut it out or do something that was a little healthier for me.
What was the toughest thing to cut back on and take out?
I would say that late night snack, man. It's different things that I would eat, and I just like, man, I'm like, one honey bun won't hurt me, and right. So yeah, just I cut that out, and now I feel a lot better.
Yeah, but honey buns are good.
Also, as somebody who works at night, I feel you, Jervon Dexter. I understand that struggle.
Hey, Kendall Gill is the most fit person that we know, and even he hears the call of the. Of the Texas bear claw thing.
Oh, the Big Texas.
Yeah.
Texas cinnamon roll.
Now, yeah. I will say this.
I don't even mess with that.
This is why people like Kendall work out so hard. People like why I work out. So you can do that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I always say the objective is to lose weight, not your mind. Right? Have it when you need it. But for Jervon Dexter, maybe he was having more than one.
The Big Texas Cinnamon Roll, man, I don't have the ingredients in front of me, but that's the vending machine one.
I miss when we had the vending machine around the corner.
Vending machine.
And I really do. It was right there.
But isn't that the one that's like all trans fat? It's like a palm oil bomb.
Why are you ruining this for all of us?
No, but that's what makes it awesome.
The like, best was when high gluten flour was the number one ingredient in something I got once.
Well, that's pizza dough.
High gluten. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. The best pizza dough should be high gluten flour. Always. That's how you get, that's the stretchy. That's when you're, you know, you're spinning the pizza. It's the high gluten that does that.
I do think that you can't tell me somebody in his position that isn't going to help, right? Like, that's absolutely going to help.
You would think that are you getting more explosion? Like, I don't care about whether a guy can run track. I care, can you win in 2 yards? Because if you can, great.
But also his height. Like, when you're that tall, yeah, it's great. But it also means you might move a little slower because you're that tall.
That's why I think he might be better on the outside.
Well, he may disagree because he thinks he's a more refined three technique now than ever.
Being leaner helps me get off the ball faster. Being leaner helps me penetrate faster. So a lot of those things that now, like you said, the three technique roll, I can do a little easier because I'm able to. My body is allowing me to do.
But the feeling that changes. Do you feel the changes when you're getting off the ball now?
Sure, 100%, yeah.
Jervon, your transition from like a two gapper to a one gapper, does that feel like it's in the past?
Yeah, that's way. Yeah, that was.
So there's like no habits or hurdles you
got? No.
What was the toughest thing that you had to adjust to going from that two gap system to the penetrating system? And now that you know where you need to go, how much more do you think you could accomplish this season?
I would say the biggest thing for me was the feeling of it. Like in college, like you said, I played that two gap system, so we would pad back. And then now when they're telling you, all right, just go, I'm like, damn, am I doing it right? So now when I know what it feels to, you know what I'm saying, just get vertical and penetrate and disrupt. So
what would that do for you now, having that feeling, understanding the feel coming into this season?
Words can't even describe it, man, because like I say, that's my body type, my style of play was a penetrator, a disruptor, and I was in a defense that I couldn't do that. So I kind of, you know what I'm saying, had chains on, and now they're off.
I hope that that's the case. And the other thing is that, and I imagine that this is something that they've gone over. Obviously, you want the three technique to get to the quarterback. Like, that's one of the things you want to do. Because of his particular body type, I hope he remembers sometimes you're going to lose. And when you can't get there, get those arms up.
He talked about that yesterday, about how he was doing that more. He knocked a pass down in practice over the weekend.
Yeah, I think Eberflus was making fun of him, though, because he said he's a big man. I think it hit him in the head or it hit him in the shoulder.
No, he said it hit him in his hands.
Okay. Because the coach is like, I don't know. But my point was, I don't care.
I don't care either.
If he's there, he's there. That's your
You got to make the quarterback throw around that.
Do you remember
also,
the game?
You know, the Bears asked him to be somebody who he hasn't been. Like, we got to throw that out there in all of this.
Well, I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Like, I know, but they blatantly asked somebody to be someone who he hasn't been because they thought, based on his physical traits, that he can be that person.
You remember the game that Eric Kramer had against the Arizona Cardinals where he got batted down in the game like six times?
Yes.
And that's when it was explained to me. That's when after, I'm like, what the hell's going on out there? And they say, well, you know, a defensive line, we were blocking them. We had them blocked, but they had a count in their head and they knew.
The ball was coming
they
out.
They knew. And so when the Hands ball was up. Coming out and they were all tall guys, it was like Eric Swan and a bunch of other tall guys. And they said, it's all about the timing. You just have to have the internal clock of try to win, try to win, try to win, and then get big. And it worked for them, so that's how I
feels pretty good.
But the stretch,
yeah,
stretch,
big stretch.
Get on back there.